Welcome to Chop Talk. All we do is chop talk and talk about everything you want to know. So let's chop talk. You are listening to the Chop Talk podcast. My name is Joy Brown and I am your host.
And I'm going to be sharing with you guys some of these things. I mean, over 100 on my list. And I'm going to be sharing with you guys why. Because I love you and there is love in sharing. Like, I feel so good about the year already. 2020 was an amazing year as well because lessons are blessings. And it was a year that I learned a lot of things. I learned so many things. 2021 is going to be an amazing year. And I'm telling you guys, I am down to see all of it on God. So many things happened. People died, people fell ill, you know. I mean 2020 was a full package. While so many people were suffering, no food to eat, a lot of people were cashing out, you know, buying houses, buying cars, people were getting married everywhere. Like, I kept asking myself, what is going on? So this is a new year. Everybody is so hyped up about it, knowing that God is doing something new for each and every one of you out there. He's doing something new for me, and I'm happy about it. So this is a moment where I am going to tell you what this episode is going to be about. I'm going to be giving you guys over 100 things that you can do to have an awesome 2021. Most of these things, I've done them already because I learned a lot of things in 2020. You know, it was in 2020 I knew that I knew how to draw. I mean, I knew how to paint. You know, it was in 2020 I discovered that. In 2020, I read a lot of books. In 2020, I mastered the art of being self-aware. You know, it's so many things I learned in 2020, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of things with you. I learned some new sex position, some new sex style. I learned so many things about myself. So before I start sharing these things with you guys, I'd like to tell you that I am open to messages from you telling me about your experiences in life, especially some of the things you've learned in 2020. I'm open to messages. Tell me what you've learned. Tell me some of the things that could help us have an amazing year, just like I'm about to share mine. I promise you, there would always be a place to fix your informations on my podcast, on any of my episodes. So guys, feel free to DM me about whatever it is you want to give someone a shout out, knowing that my episode is always going to be here. People can always come to listen anytime. It's not like a normal radio where you give a shout out and after that it's like it's a podcast where you could come to listen any time of the day. So guys, we are gonna go. I'm telling you that this year is a year when you have to focus on yourself more. I'm not saying you should forget about your family or your loved ones or your well-wishers, but this is the time you need to pay more attention to yourself, to your mental health, okay? Last year, I went through a lot of things, okay? I was mentally down that I had to stay with my family for over 2 months, okay? And this period, I learned a lot of things, and I knew that life is way deeper than what we think it is. And I began to understand that nobody at the end of the day can actually understand how you feel except yourself. So it's very important that when you see that somebody from somewhere is about to stress you, take a step backward and chill and process it and make sure it's not going to affect you in any way, okay? So this is a year where you have to look after yourself, your physical look, every garden thing. A lot of you don't pay attention to the odor, the smell that comes out of your mouth. If you have been doing that in 2021, I beg you, be careful of what you eat before you step outside. Be careful, okay? I think there's a way you can actually perceive the odor that comes out of your mouth by yourself. I think there's a way you can do it, to go online and search. All those things have to end. So I'm going to be sharing with you over 20 did I say 20 I'm going to be sharing with you over 100, I almost said 20 again. I'm going to be sharing with you over 100 things that you can do to have an amazing 2021. And I told you that most of these things, I have done it. Now, one of the things that you can do to have an amazing 2021 is read a book you've always wanted to read. I know a lot of you are always on your phone. Pick up an actual book to read. Now, 2021, you have to develop the lifestyle of reading. And reading is one of the things I love to do, and I promise you is amazing, especially when you can concentrate. It's an amazing thing to do. So get a book you've always wanted to read and read it. Read something, okay? Read to understand, not just read. Read. Right, that's one. Secondly, travel to somewhere new. Okay, go somewhere you've never been before. You could take a trip. It mustn't be out of your state, okay? It mustn't be out of your state. It might be a small community you've never been to before. Make out time. Go there, visit. If you have anything to give to people, give, you know, just do something new. And I feel like this is one of the things you can do to have an amazing 2021, because memories, it's all about memories. I mean, you cannot create an awesome memory but to look back at, then I don't know what you're doing. Read a book, travel to somewhere new, make a memory book. Like I was saying, have a book where you, I have so many books, it was taking so many space, more than my clothes and shoes, so I had to trash some. I have so many books, books I read, books I write on. Get a book. Okay, sometimes I sit down and I go through my old books and I read through the things I wrote, and it's amazing. I see my level of growth in it as well. So make a memory book, all right? I'm sharing these things with you, some of these things I discovered. I had to work really hard to discover some of these things, and I'm sharing with you for free. What do you know about love? Now, I've given you three things. The fourth one is go to the movies and see a movie. Okay, now we have coronavirus and so many things are on lockdown. Our life is not as fun filled as it used to be, regardless of the fact that we've tried to find some new ways to spice up our life. But take yourself out, see a movie. I think cinemas are open now. So there was a time in my life I go to the movie cinema every Saturday. Sometimes I might feel really cute and I go Saturday and Sunday. Oh joy, how do you expect me to take myself to the cinema every Saturday and Sunday of the week? Now guys, I'm not saying you should do this every week. I'm just telling you what I used to do. I no longer do it, by the way. So I'm just saying, take yourself out to see a movie, take yourself out on a date once in a while, show yourself some love, okay? Do something special for yourself, okay? You deserve all of that care. Get a board game. Board games are the sweetest. Scrabble games, Monopoly. You know, there's so many kind of games you could play. Some of these things are things I actually do. Things I have done them, and I knew how it made me feel. I knew the impact it created in my life. That's why I'm sharing most of it with you. Some of them I'm yet to do it, and I look forward to doing every one of it on this list. Now, another thing is make a list of things you're grateful for. This is something really, really helpful. Make a list of things you're grateful for every day if possible, okay? I do this weekly. I don't do it every day, but if you can do it every day, then that's good for you. Get a book. I told you, get a book. Some of you don't have a book or a pen at home. Get a book, get a pen. It's very important because there's a lot of things you need to write on it. Take a book right now, tear a piece of paper, get a pen, jot down things, because you would not want to forget any of the things I'm talking about. Even if you forget anything and you're unable to write or jot anything down right now, you could always come back to listen and learn. Compliment somebody you don't know, somebody who's looking good. Tell them how much you love their outfit. So guys, I am going to be telling you a lot on this episode, a lot of things, because we have over 100 things to talk about and I just got started. Anchor FM is the best, okay guys? You could always listen to me on so many other platforms because of the help of Anchor FM. I'm on Breaker, I'm on Overcast, so many platforms that you can actually listen to me from. So guys, go and download the app. That's what I'm saying. Download it now. Another thing you can do to have an amazing 2021, aside downloading Anchor FM, is donate to a charity or someone in need. I'm not talking about an offering or a seed in church.
talking about you donating to someone in need. It might be someone you don't know, someone you know. I see a lot of articles online. I see a lot of donation platforms and all of it online. There's so many of it. You don't need to look too hard to see. Do something with your money, with your time. Meditate for an hour or more if you can. At least every day of your life. This is something that has helped me. It helps you connect with your true self. I don't want to be here to share all of my experience. I'm going to share most of it, how most of these things has helped me, you know, survive in certain ways. So much happened, and I was able to identify certain things. I was able to unravel so much about myself, and it's amazing how far I have come. And now these things are like normal things to me now. They're like, it's like a lifestyle, okay? I read a lot of books. I love reading. These are things I do for fun. I'm not just always on my phone. Another thing, if I've not mentioned, is stay away from social media at least for a week. This is something that is really important, and you have to learn to do it. Just stay off social media without explaining yourself to anybody. Now, another thing you can do is start a journal. You don't know what your adventure will be until you scratch it off. You can never know what it will be. So start a journal about something, an adventure, anything. Then you have space to write notes and stick a photo of you completing the experience in the book. If you can actually take your mind off the things that are not healthy, it's going to help you a lot. I promise you. It's going to help. Some of the things I've done them, I'll try my best to identify the ones I've done and the ones I haven't done. Now, for those of you that have a bathtub at home, take out time and relax in your bath. If possible, get a bottle of wine, turn off the light, turn on a candle, put up some music, and just enjoy yourself. Nothing brings people together better than a barbecue in a backyard. Cook an outdoor barbecue with your friends. Nothing brings people more together than that. Only when it's safe, of course. Make a travel music playlist on your phone, on Spotify, on AudioMac, wherever you love to make this playlist. Create a travel music playlist. Well, the list is so long, so I'm just going to like try so we can get up to 50. Swim under a waterfall. I don't know how to swim, and I'm from a place that is surrounded by water. I am from an island. I want to learn how to swim, but I feel like I'm getting really too old to learn how to swim. I don't know if there's anything like that. Swimming is one thing you can actually do for fun. But at the time, I used to go swimming like so often, and every single time of the week, I'm having body pain. My legs are aching. Why? Because I went to the pool to see how well I can swim. Now, I know in Port Harcourt City, we have the Pleasure Park, which is quite big. You know, you could see a lot of things. There's a waterfront where you could sit down and just relax. So many things you can do for fun. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know your location, so I can't tell you what to do in your own state or where you are right now. Now, take a road trip. I know a lot of you like to travel by air, but I'm not going to advise anybody to travel from Port Harcourt to Lagos by road. Have a lot of sex, especially for those of you that are no longer virgins, okay? But one thing you should be able to understand is that sex is a good thing, okay? It's actually a good thing. Oh my god, okay, let's not talk about that. But guys, have a lot of sex. It's gonna help you. Okay? Good. Now, watch the sunset from a nice viewpoint. Do you know how sweet it is to just watch the sunset? God. There's so many things I discovered, and I was able to understand certain things about life and connect to the deepness of its form. You know, certain things are very, very spiritual. They just give you this inner peace. You know, they just give you this inner satisfaction. If you were unable to get a book and pen, I'm sorry. if you are unable to get a book and pen at the beginning of this podcast, it's not too late. Find the book. From where you live to Onye is a road trip. I know you live in JRA. You live in Atta George. You live in RG Estate. From where you live to Onye is a road trip. Elelewa, eleme, all you mean. Road trip. Okay? Take a road trip, guys. I'm going to take a lot of road trips this year, but I'm not going to Onye or Eleme. No. Now, go camping is here in our country. Okay? This is one of the things I want to do. I want to camp outside and sleep under the stars. It's so much to eat and so much to drink. Music. You know. On a normal day, nobody is going to tell you the things I'm telling you. But what love got to do with this. Okay, guys. Now, one other thing you need to do. Now, this advice is especially for the women. Okay, guys, I'm going to come to you. As a girl, learn to spank your ass. Feel yourself, boo, as a girl. As a man, what can you do? I'm not a man. You know that thing you can do, so do it. I am going to go on a very short break. This is the very first episode of the year. I want to play a song for you, okay? Please permit me to play one of my favorite songs I discovered in 2021. I'm going to play a song for you. So relax and just be taken care of.
Saint Beat Fire.
Everywhere silence and your presence. Yeah, put that to me in the silence. Everyone chase me, I'm still present. Yeah, put that to me in the silence. I pray to God I do the science. Pray my thoughts and you. Should people don't show me. Every night and day, should people don't show me. Every day I wish everyone don't show me. Should everyone don't show me. Baba, should everyone don't show me.
I'm sorry, I'm kapata. When you want fera, benza bima. I'm sorry, I'm kapata. Let's see them on parameter. I'm sorry, I'm kapata. Let's see them on by benza bima. I'm sorry, I'm kapata. Let's see them on parameter.
I another man down, not medical. Spiritual, I follow far, I talk what that. You can't talk milk to my feet, can't go far. What can far? I call alpha. I need prayers. The money done is still, I need them fast.
If money come, I go buy you car, buy you house, pay my price. Bad belly coming, me, I know answer. What goes on, come down, my nigga, life is very bad. Vice, vice, I ain't question by
both hands and one hands. Every silence, I need your presence. Yeah, you put that to me in silence. Let me watch you see, I'm still present. Yeah, you put that to me in silence. I pray to God I do the science. Pray my thoughts on you.
Should people don't show me. Every night and day, should people don't show me.
Yes. okay? I wouldn't want the first episode to be really long because I have intentions of dividing.
At the time Bella Shmuda was trending on Twitter, I had to go through his page on Instagram. I went to see some of his videos on YouTube and I realized that actually this young man is very talented. He looks really raz, you know, and street, but let's acknowledge his talent. I am not even close to giving you 50 on this list, but I'm going to try my best to give you everything on the list. All right, there might be some other things that you know of that I do not know. Feel free to share with me. I want to get reviews and comments. It's very important that you pay attention to your skin, okay? That is why I'm going to recommend the skin workshop to you guys. Check them out on Instagram. They make the most amazing and affordable skincare product. Instagram at the skin workshop, guys. So I'm still on the list of things that you can do to have an amazing 2021. So many new stuff are coming out, and I believe most of the things I'm going to tell you about on this list, you must have done over everything. You must have done all of it. You must have done none of it, but there's room for growth. There are a lot of things too that I do not know, and I would love to see your comments as well. Try a new sport or activity. This will be hard for most of you. You know, I've tried quite a lot of things, but feel free to give me ideas in the comment section on new sports and new activities that we can actually engage ourselves in. Try photography, okay? Take pictures of animals or flowers. There are lots of things that you can actually do. This particular topic into different episodes, so I'm not going to say everything completely today, but I promise you guys, I will be giving you updates back to back to back to back, okay? I'm going to give you three more things you can do. Three more things, and after that, we are done for the episode. Have a picnic in the garden, in a park, you know, an outdoor picnic. Another thing you can do is when you go out for a party, because fortunately, everywhere is opening and we can actually start doing our thing gradually. So guys, dancing, okay? Lots of you shy away from it. And I wonder, you think to dance becomes a problem, and I wouldn't want that to happen to you. So dance, okay? Go to a club just to dance. Forget about what people think. Nigerians are so judgmental, especially. Find a way to show someone special how much you love them. You don't really have to wait till February 14 to show somebody how truly in love you are with them. You can do it today, you can do it tomorrow, you can do it right now as I'm speaking, okay? Thank you for listening, guys. I will be publishing my next episode really soon, really, really soon. And this time, it might be with someone you love so much. So, guys, stay tuned, stay connected. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody that the Chop Talk podcast, anything can have a place on any of our episode, okay? Whatever it is you want me to talk about, I'm always ready to do it for you guys. So thank you so much for supporting me and supporting this podcast show. I love you guys.